You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Mishnah we learn with the Biur HaGro. And the concept of the Biur HaGro, we'll see why is the Biur HaGro so important, and it's so, I think, critical to start with Biur HaGro. Just for you to get an idea, so the Biur HaGro was published, as we know, all this form of the Gro were printed posthumously after he passed away. So if you see the Hakdoma, Menachem Mendel Mishkalov from the city of Mishkalov says the following. He says, while the Gro was alive, he told me that he should be the first sefer to be printed. And indeed, the first sefer that came out to the world of the Gro is Mishlei Biur HaGro. There is a special miyuchadu, there's something very special. As I mentioned several times, there is a special idea when a sefer comes out. Rabbi Shapira always mentioned the story. We know that Levi Leo talks about the dibuk, the story of the dibuk. That by the time of Rabbi Chonan, there was a dibuk. Some kind of a person was possessed, and Rabbi Chonan tried to exorcise it and was guided by the Chofetz Chaim. And the story goes that the Talmidim of the yeshiva were very, very skeptical about the golem, the dibuk. They thought that perhaps it's some kind of a psychological, psychiatric issue. So what happened was, one night, the dibuk starts screaming, and she says, take the sefer out. It's very, very holy, and I don't want it here. What was it? It was the sefer. It was the Biur HaGro on Safra Ditznusa. So the Talmidim were very skeptical. They said, let's put it the next day without the dibuk realizing. So therefore, if she will scream again, show that she really has a sensitivity. Otherwise, she was just faking. So the next night, they indeed put out Safra Ditznusa, and the dibuk did not scream. So they went to Rabbi Chonan and said, you see, it's a faker. The only reason she screamed the first time, because she knew that it was there. Now the same sefer is there, and where is the holiness? Why isn't she screaming about it? So the Chofetz Chaim Rabbi Chonan went to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim looks at it and says, no shaila, because the first one was a first print, the second one is a second print. The first print is a chshivus, and there is a sensitivity for the first print. The sefer, the Mishlei Biur HaGro, not only is the first print, is the first sefer of the Gro, and the Gro told the people that this should be his first sefer. And he says, this is full of Yira Shamayim, and this is the beginning of wisdom. We're going to see the Gro understand that this is Chochmat HaTorah. And then he says, Vasapre el choik b'shamati b'fei kodesh b'feirush, and there is a uniqueness in this pirush, he says. Shelo amar ha-pshat b'shum pasukim lo da'asot shelo. Every pshat here, when he explains pshat, is really a reflection of the soid. In pshat, Rash, Shemes, and soid, in Mishlei, the explanations of pshat are reflection of soid. V'hilbishu b'pshat ha-pasuk, and the Gro worked very hard that the soidus, the secrets of the Torah, should be directly related to the pshat. Biglal ken, that's why he says, Rav Nachum Mendel, af shi shtam kam psukim shlichoy rem nidim pshutim, even though there are a few psukim, that it doesn't look like the goin is adding anything, lo yishmatit yotam, I go and I quote the Gro, even though it appears to me that he's doing nothing. Ki af shem nidim pshutim alim sula mutzavato shem gil shem shamayim, but you should know that this is something that's standing on earth, but it reaches heaven. And we're going to see why specifically in Sefer Mishlei, the Gro wrote many, he wrote a Sefer on the Shaya, he knew that he said, yo, why specifically Mishlei there is this unique feature that the Pshat reflects Soid? We're going to see why is that the case. But he continues. In other words, don't go fast and be careful. You have to be very precise and careful about the pshat, because the pshat is resembling something very deep. And that's what we're going to do. Hopefully what we're trying to explore is how the pshat of the Gro is really, really connected and symmetric, and basically he's alluding to very deep ideas, even though something appears to be very simple. When you look at and you analyze, it looks the same word there is somewhere else, meaning to do analogy of words. Then if you could go ahead and you realize how there is something called wordplay in Mishlei. In Mishlei, there's a word here, there's a word there, and the same idea, the connection of the Kabbalistic concepts, then you're going to really enjoy it. Okay? And you have here in the back, I added the what he quotes here, the Aliyos Eliyahu, and Aliyos Eliyahu talks about the importance of Sefer Mishlei. Now, the question is, why Sefer Mishlei specifically? The Gro makes it first. And also, we have to understand, why is specific Sefer Mishlei something that the Gro, the Pshat, is direct reflection of the Soid, and he can only appreciate the Pshat of the Soid? Why is that? So let's start with the Be'er Gro. So the first pasuk is Mishlei Shloimo ben David Melech Yisrael. These are the parables of Shloimo ben David Melech Yisrael. So the Gro starts and he says Mishlei. Bechol davar yesh choymer upoyel v'tzura v'tachlis. This is something which is so fundamental in the Gro. The Gro says in every single thing that there is exists in the world, there are four ideas: the choymer, which is the material; the poyel, which is the actor, okay, or the one who affects the change; the tzura, the form; and there is the tachlis, which is the goal, which is the final destination. Interestingly enough, the Gro is alluding here to Aristotle's four causes, right? The four causes of Aristotle, everybody knows, are the material cause, the formal cause, the effective cause, and the final cause. And I put for you a very good summary.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Here, in physics and metaphysics, the material cause, formal cause, efficient cause, and the final cause. Right? The material cause is called the Choymer. Formal cause is called the Tzura. Efficient cause is called the Poyel, right? And the final cause is the Tachlis. Says the Gro, every single thing you do, you've got to know it. If you want to know something, you need to know these four ideas. Kmo shekosavti kama peomim, like I wrote many times. And this is so important. The Gro is saying, and you'll see the first six psukim, the Gro creates and describes an introduction to the Sefer. Because the Gro in Shita is that before you learn a Sefer, you have to understand the basic structure, the material of the Sefer. You have to know the form of the Sefer. You have to know who is the one who affecting the change, right? Who is the poel? And you have to know what is the goal of the Sefer. For me, always surprises me that we don't do that when we learn. People, you go to yeshiva, you learn the Gemara, but the first question you have to ask is, what's the choymer of the Gemara? What's the poel of the Tzura, the Tachlis? The four causes. If you don't know the four causes, says the Goyen, you can't learn it. By the way, my book that I just came out, and I'm writing my next book, is exactly this. It's based on this Gro, to present to you the formation of the Talmud. The formation of the Talmud is what the material of the Talmud is, what the form, how it came about, who did it, and what's the goal. That's very important. So says the Gro, כמו שכוספתי, וכן כאן, מישלי הוא החוימר של הספר הזה. מישלי is the חוימר of this Sefer. And we're going to explain tonight, what does it mean that מישלי is the חוימר of the Sefer? In the world of חוימר, Moshe Sapira also focuses on the same way here. חוימר is the material, is the potential of the world. The world, we know the Ramban goes and describes, and when the Pasuk says, "V'aretz eta tohu vavohu," the word tohu, says the Ramban, relates to the חוימר ההיולי, what the Greeks, what Aristotle called the original material. And basically, the word tohu in Hebrew means regret. Why regret? Because if you decide to give a definition, you regret for giving a definition, which is clearly in the same way is something called the quantum theory. Right? The quantum theory is a certain principle that nothing is defined. It's so undefined that by the time there is an agent, which is the human with consciousness that describes it, once you describe, you give tzura, you need a poel to give tzura. And this is how Aristotle, how quantum, and how the Gro understands the world. The world is potential. The world is material. The world is a world that has so many interpretations, so many uses. And the only one who could define the world is the human. Therefore, the Chomer in itself, it's called Tohu. Tohu, says the Ramban, that you regret Moshon Toihe al Rishoines, that if you do any description, you are going to regret, because the Chomer could have a different description. There's so many multiple of possibilities. Now, what we are going to see is the Shlomo Melech Mishlei is the world of parables, is that when you look at the world, and the world has so much potential, you realize that you could describe the world and you could use the world and you could create a narrative of the world that goes anywhere. Shlomo Melech tells you that the world here is a direct reflection of the world of spiritual. This world of physical, it's not only connected to the world of spiritual. The Chomer, if you want to look and to define, to give a tzura, the real tzura is that this world reflects the world to come. This world is a reflection. That's why the Gro looks, the Shlomo HaMelech, we're going to look at the word Mishlei, okay? Mishlei, and I'm going to quote what the Gro says in Tikune, in Likutei Agro. Look at Likutei Agro. Likutei Agro is a sefer, put out a collection of ideas of the Gro, mostly Kabbalistic. And he has there also an introduction to Sefer Mishlei. And look what he calls, what he explains Misholim. What and what's unique Mishlei? Mishlei, k'mo shekosa b'zoher chodesh, Zohar explains Mishlei, she'omar David HaMelech, lecha yishulam neder. There is a pasuk that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says, I'm going to pay, loshom yishulam means to pay, but it's also Shlomo, who complete my neder. Because in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, nishlam Hashem, the Shem Shomayim became only complete in the times of Shlomo. The word Yeshalem, who Shleimus Hashem, you look at the Yeshalem, is the word Mishlei, right? Yeshalem, to complete the name of Hashem, is Mishlei. Because Shlomo Melech is the one who builds the Beis HaMikdash. Building Beis HaMikdash is connecting the spiritual to the physical. Shlomo Melech was able to grasp, to understand, to point the physical as a direct representation of the spiritual. The Gro follows the same model. That's why the world of Pshat is a representation of the world of Soid, Davka by Mishlei, because this is something called Chochmatato. Okay, that's Shlomo ben David. We're going to see why Shlomo specifically does that. But what Mishlei does, the idea of Misholim is that the world of physical has a multitude of representations. And the idea of Mishlei is to go ahead and to find that representation, that potential that reflects the world of spiritual in a very true and unique form. Says the Gro in Tikkun, this is Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Hover, wrote a Sefer Be'er Yitzchok that we've been learning for so long, that also explains the Gro in the Likutim. And he says the following, Mishlei Retzono Lebeshlei, Kach Posach Shloim Sifru Betivat Mishlei. Why does he open the word, why does the Sefer start with the word Mishlei? You realize that Mishel, Moshal, the word Shlomo has the word Moshal. He says, Leramez al Darga Dilei, Mishlei is the Shleimus, is Meloshen Yishalem, the Az Nishlam Hashem. This is the time when God's name became complete. Why? Because God's name is how we call God, right? How we relate to Him, how we understand Him. His understanding became complete because Shlomo HaMelech was able to grasp from the world of physical and to realize that the world of physical represents realities which are so true. People, I'm just telling you, we are living now in the world of physics, right? And anybody who looks at string theory, right? String theory is an unbelievable reflection of the world of physical to the spiritual ideas. You know, the world of string theory, we have 10 strings. And interestingly enough, the 10 strings, they are divided into five dimensions. We live in a three-dimensional world, but the world of strings is five dimensions. And it is unbelievable, right? And nobody understands why the world mathematically you could represent those 10 strings into five dimensions. And they realize something, that the five dimension comes from something called the M theory. The M theory is the source of all of it. And you realize that the 10 strings and the five dimensions of the 10 strings or the 10 strings interact to each other, with each other, really has a point of origin that's only one dimension and one source. That's the 11th point, which is anybody who learns anything about Soyuz know that the 10 spheres, they're interacted to the five Parzufim. When I was looking at it, I said, oh my God. And they say, why is five dimensions that people go crazy? Where do we come to five dimensions? We know three dimensions of space. We know one dimension of time. What is the fifth dimension? Everybody asks that. According to Mishle, that's what it is. The world of physical is a true representation of the world of spiritual. Now look at what he says, which is fantastic, Rabbi Isai. Yeshalem, if you look at the word Mishle, Yeshalem, Shlemus, Huoisius Mishle, right? Yeshalem, which is Shlemus, and paying the neder of David HaMelech, we're going to see next week what it means. Yeshlemus Hashem, and that's the Chibura de Havaye Adnus. This Mishle, if you look at it, is 380. Mishle Begimatria 380 says, Rabbi Yitzchok Kazikover, is Havaye Adnus. Havaye, we know, is the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Hashpo, and Adnus is the name of the Mekablim, how we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How he presents himself is Havaye, Haya Hoy Veviye. How we perceive him is Adnus. If you take Havaye times Adnus to take the total multiple of the possibilities, you take the Yud times the Aleph, right? Aleph against the Yud of Yud Kevavke. That's 10. And then you take Hey times the Dalet, right? The second letter Hey times the Dalet, Yud K. Then you take the Vov times the Nun and Hey times the Yud. In other words, if you take Yud times Aleph, Hey times 4. And you take then Vov times Nun, which is 300, Begimatria is 380. So 380 Shem Havaye multiplied by Shem Adnus, right? This is the structure of the world, how the world connects, how the world of Adnus, which is the world of the Mekablim and the world of the Noisen, they are interrelated and they are these multiple choices. He says, Sod HaTeva, if you look at the word, the Teva of Noach was also Orech HaTeva Shloish, if you look at the three dimensions, which is the length of the Teva, the width and the height is also 380, because the word teva is the word word. So when you go a teva to navigate into the water, that teva is within the 380 possibilities, which is Shem Havaye Tai Shem Adnus. Shul tevas Noach yesoid shal yodo mischabrim shnei shmon. That midas hayesoid. That shloimoy is dargas Noach. And this is Noach. We're going to see the shloimoy is called chochma tato. That in this world, he's able to achieve the chochma elyona. He sees the full picture. And you're going to see the Shlomo HaMelech is the one who finds the point. The focal point, which is the ultimate representation of the physical to the spiritual. This is why it's unique. Sefer Mishle. Sefer Mishle is a real sefer that allows you as a guide to look at the world and to find the real meaning, how God expresses himself through the world. And this is the world that represents Chochmatato, that God's representation and God's interaction to what is Havaye and our recognition, which is Adnus, you have that multiple possibilities, and Mishle allows you to zoom in and focus into the right meaning. This is called the Shleimus Hashem. That's why this is the first sefer that the Gro comes out with. This is the sefer that the only time that the Gro says appreciate that the Pshat is really a reflection of the Sayyid. And I want to finish just this concept, this idea, with two issues here. Says the Gro, by the way, that when he left, you know that Gro went to Eretz Yisrael. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, he left his wife, right? And he told his wife, he gave a living will. And he tells his wife, I have a saver called Mishle. Leman Hashem shikru b'cholem. You should read it every day. Mishle is more valuable than any sefer musar. And now, this idea of the growth of the world is basically mentioned in Sefer HaBahir. Sefer HaBahir says, Kvoid Hashem, we say, Boruch Kvoid Hashem Mimkoimoi. The Kvoid Hashem is Boruch from his place. What does it mean from his place? So Sefer HaBahir, from the Nechunya Ben Akana, has a problem. What does that mean, Mimkoimoi? Says the Sefer HaBahir, Moshe Mador Doime, Lemer Shaisalo Matrunisa Bechedri, was a king that had a woman in his room. Shekol Chayos Mishtashim, but all his soldiers, his inner circle, loved her beauty. Vayula Banim, and she had children. Ubaim Bechol Yom, Drot Pnei HaMelech Varchim Oto, and the children would come in to be Bevorach the Melech. Omru Reimeinu Anahi, so, but they didn't see their mother, because they all lived outside the palace, and they said, where's our mom? Omalim Lo Tuchlu Dotatav, you can't see her now. You can't see her now. You're on the outside. Only the Chayolas can see. We say she's Baruch anywhere where she is. So in other words, they were children of hers. They couldn't relate to her. But her soldiers saw her. So the children related to the soldiers. So he said, you know something? We have an image portrayed by the soldiers. And we now know who she is out there. It's called a removed recognition. In other words, a mediated recognition. So they couldn't see the children. They couldn't see their mom. But the soldiers saw the mom, and the children got used to the soldiers. So they recognized from the soldiers how their mother looked like. And she says, you are Boruch, meaning you extend yourself from your place. This is this world. This world, we can't see Hashros Hashchina. Is Boruch Kvod Hashem Imkoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyochol, we know the Lashon Brocha is the idea of expansion, extension. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expands himself from his place. This is the concept of the recognition through the world. Shlomo HaMelech gives us the opportunity to do that. These are the parables of the world. If you look at the world as a parable to something much deeper, we are going to see how we solve these parables. And this is the idea of Mishlei. So with Shem, next week, we're going to continue to the next word. So this is the word Mishlei. Mishlei Shlemus Hashem, 380, connect the interaction of Havayadnus. Mishlei is the world where from Pshat you could understand Soid. And therefore the Gros says, if you want to know who I am, my first Sefer that I want you to appreciate is Sefer Mishlei Biura Gros. And Mishlei Biura Gros, I tell you, once we understand, we go through the Sefer, our appreciation, at least my appreciation to the girl, will change completely. So no, the first thing that I gave a shiur, people remembering to ourselves, was Mishlei Biura Gros. The girl, the first sefer was Mishlei. So I decided for me to introduce the idea of Machshava is through Mishlei Biura Gros. And hopefully after we learn the sefer Biura Gros, we're going to have a totally different appreciation to the world, a different appreciation about Shlomo Melech, and most important, different appreciation to the girl. So everybody have a great night, and we'll continue in Meretz Hashem next week.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.